Good morning. It's a delight to see you here this day as we gather to recognize these graduates of the December 2004 class of Union University. Would you please remain standing for our invocation, which will be led by Dr. Randall Bush, Professor of Philosophy at Union University.
Bush. Let us pray. God of all wisdom, we approach thy heavenly throne today in a spirit of joy and celebration. Above all, we thank thee for the gift of thy grace through Jesus Christ our Lord, for the effulgence of his light of eternal love that has streamed into our deep darkness and has caused our hearts to blaze with his glory. We acknowledge this because thy world is being transformed from glory into glory because of him. Kindle upon the crude altars of our hearts today the pure celestial fire, and let it, trembling to its source, return with humble love and fervent praise. May we with our very existence praise thee and adore thee and worship thee. May we as living sacrifices be consumed in fulfilling thy purpose. May the living of our lives give voice to cry aloud with the heavenly hosts, who with tongues of purest flame magnify thy greatness. May our spirits cry aloud with cherubim and seraphim who proclaim, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God, commander of vast angelic armies, architect of galaxies, king of the universe, heaven and earth are forever filling up with the majesty of thy glory." Today at this graduation celebration, we join the saints of all ages in proclaiming yet another victory for your kingdom. We proclaim this victory with the glorious company of the apostles, by whose testimony we learned of our Savior and Lord. We proclaim this victory with the fellowship of thy prophets, whose words shone as beacons of truth amid the dark crises of history. We proclaim this victory with the army of martyrs throughout all the ages, whose testimony to thy truth was sealed by their own blood. We proclaim this victory with thy holy church throughout all the earth, whose faithful witness has survived 2 millennia of struggle against the enemies that would thwart thy kingdom's purpose. We, thy community of believers at Union University, do now bow our hearts and minds before thee, the Father everlasting, and the Father of an infinite majesty, together with thine only Son, also the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, whom thou hast sent to dwell in us. We pray thee for thy Son Christ, who took it upon himself to deliver man, who did not abhor the Virgin's womb, but became incarnate, and who by his resurrection overcame the sharpness of death to open up the way of heaven to all believers, who reigns now at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father, and shall come again to judge the living and the dead. Help us, thy servants assembled in this place, to persevere. We who have been redeemed with his precious blood, let us be numbered with thy saints in glory everlasting. Lord, bless thine heritage, Union University, and bless all assembled here this day. Govern us, thy people, by the standard of Christ, and lift us into his eternal glory. May we magnify thee day by day and worship thy name, world without end. Protect us, thy children, from the snares of sin, and have mercy upon us as our trust is in thee. Let these who shall go forth from us today never be confounded by the wiles of the evil one. Forever direct them in the paths of virtue and righteousness. These things we pray in the name of the Holy Trinity. Amen.
It is my special honor and privilege to welcome each of you here on this special day. On behalf of this year's graduating class, the 180th annual commencement at Union University, we will graduate 275 students today, both undergraduates and graduate students. They will be a part of the class of 2004-2005, making up almost 850 graduates who will receive their degrees from Union University this year to prepare to go on to the next step of their life, to enter the world as the salt and light of the gospel. For each and every one of them, we are grateful. And to these 275 who are graduating this day, we offer our recognition and salute you on this significant accomplishment in your life. We are certainly glad to have so many family members and friends, those who are here who have supported these graduates throughout their time with us over the last several years. We thank you for your presence here today. If you are here and you are a family member of one of these graduates, would you please stand that we might recognize you and thank you for your presence here today. We want you to know of our deep appreciation for all that you mean to Union University and for your support and prayers and encouragement for us. I ask that you would continue to pray for us even as your student leaves this place and joins the alumni of this university. During our service today, we will be led by several faculty and staff members, family members of these students. Our invocation was given by Dr. Randall Bush, professor of philosophy, who is the father of Laura, who will be receiving a business degree today. Dr. David Austell, also professor of business, father of Abigail, who will be receiving a business degree today. He will be reading our scripture in just a few moments. Dr. Carla Sanderson, provost, Dean Barbara McMillan, Dean Theron Kirk, Dean Keith Apture, Dean Tom Roseborough, and Dr. Cynthia Jane and Jane Betts, our registrar, will assist in presenting our diplomas throughout this day. Jerome Teal, who serves as president of our National Alumni Association, will bring the charge to the graduates. And Brian Nelson, who serves as director of financial aid at Union University, the husband of Ellie, a nursing school graduate today, will lead us in our benediction. Our music is led by Dr. Ron Bowd on the organ. Dr. Richard Joyner will be leading us in our congregational music in just a few moments, as well as directing proclamation when they present the anthem to us right before our speaker today. Many people here are very special and have made this day possible. They have prepared this beautiful auditorium for us to be here today. We want to thank West Jackson Baptist Church for allowing us to be here in this wonderful facility, and particularly to thank Dr. Maurice Hollingsworth for his coordination of this event. We want to thank all the hardworking and dedicated members of the Union University staff and administration, particularly those in the academic office, those in housekeeping, those in the facilities management area who made it possible for us to be here today. Would you please join me in thanking the staff of Union University? Our banners are carried by Kristen Ulmer, who has served as the president of the Student Government Association for the past year, and Brandon Nelms, who is the president of this year's senior class. The University Mace, a gift of the 1997 senior class, beautifully crafted by the Union Art Department, is carried this year's Faculty Member of the Year, Dr. Kelvin Moore. It is my distinct privilege to present to you the speaker for today's commencement. Bringing today's address is the chaplain of the U.S. Senate, Dr. Barry Black. He is the 62nd chaplain of the United States Senate. He began serving in that capacity July the 7th, 2003. Prior to coming to Capitol Hill, Chaplain Black served in the U.S. Navy for over 27 years, ending his distinguished career as Chief of Navy Chaplains and a two-star admiral. As Rear Admiral, his personal decorations included the Navy Distinguished Service Medal, the Legion of Merit Medal, Defense Meritorious Service Medal, the Meritorious Service Medals, Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medals, and numerous unit awards, campaign, and service awards. Chaplain Black is a native of Baltimore, Maryland, an alumnus of Oakwood College, Andrews University, North Carolina Central University, Eastern Baptist Seminary, Regina University, and United States International University. He holds two doctorates, one in ministry and one in psychology. Chaplain Black has been selected for many outstanding achievements. Of particular note, he was chosen from 127 nominees for the 1995 NAACP Renowned Service Award for his contribution to equal opportunity and civil rights. He has received the 2002 Benjamin Elijah Mays Distinguished Leadership Award from the Morehouse School of Religion. Chaplain Black is married to the former Brenda Pearsall of St. Petersburg, Florida. They have three sons, Barry, Brendan, and Bradford. I've had the privilege to hear Dr. Black speak on several occasions. You are in for a great treat today, and we are delighted to have him with us at Union University. Would you please join me in welcoming him here to Union? I have the privilege of serving with him on the board of the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities, where he provides great leadership for Christian higher education across this country. This time, I would like to ask us all to stand, take a hymnal, turn to number 27, as Dr. Richard Joyner comes to lead us in singing All Creatures of Our God and King. Thank you. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. And the things that you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Dr. Dockery, gifted administrators, dedicated faculty, long-suffering parents, visiting friends and loved ones, members of this illustrious graduating class, all vocations are not created equal. I was not aware of that fact until I read where Jesus said, "Woe unto you lawyers." Interestingly enough, in the New Testament, military people are viewed with favorable reviews. In Matthew chapter 8 and Luke chapter 7, a centurion believed that Jesus could heal long distance and amazed our Lord. Jesus said, "I haven't found faith like this anywhere in Israel." In Matthew chapter 27, when you could barely find a disciple at the cross, it was a military man, a centurion, who declared, "Surely this was the Son of God." In Acts chapter 10, we meet Cornelius of the Italian band, who had such a wonderful relationship with God that Jehovah sent Peter to minister in a special way to this military man. In Acts chapter 21, Lysias extricates the apostle Paul from a mob that was attempting to kill him. In Acts chapter 23, a centurion foils a plot to murder the apostle Paul. And in Acts chapter 27, Julius, a centurion, accepts the leadership of the Apostle Paul during a storm. All vocations are not created equal, but we can learn something special from military people. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3, the Apostle Paul gives this word to your class. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Paul was familiar with Roman soldiers. He had certainly seen quite a few. When incarcerated, there were the Roman soldiers. All around Palestine, there were the Roman soldiers. Paul had a respect and an admiration for these admirable figures. And he said to Christians, to the young man Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier. Several months before I was selected to be the 62nd chaplain of the United States Senate, I was involved in Operation Iraqi Freedom. In Iraq and in other places in the Middle East, I stood on aircraft carriers and on small decks of other ships. And I talked to young people who looked like you. These were men and women risking their lives so that you and I can be free. What a challenge you who have been blessed to matriculate at this Christian institution have in light of the fact that so many like you are giving their lives and their limbs for freedom. For to whom much is given, much is required. Subsequently, I visited young people at the Bethesda Naval Hospital, at the Walter Reed Hospital, and saw arms gone, legs gone, the sacrifices of young people like you for freedom. And I was amazed at their optimistic spirit, at their patriotism, and at their courage. One young man had been severely disfigured in Iraq. And I saw his beautiful fiancée standing by his bed like a trooper. And I heard her optimism and her faith and her love and his patriotism and courage and love. And I thought about those who are blessed to matriculate at a Christian institution, a school intended to serve as a barrier against widespread corruption and to prepare you to become leaders and counselors in our world. And I thought, to whom much is given, much is required. For I sat where you sit many years ago, graduating from a Christian college in Huntsville, Alabama. By the way, there was no gold rope around my neck. No one applauded my academic excellence. Despise not the day of small beginnings. No one would have voted me most likely to succeed, and yet I now advise senators. God has a plan for your life, and a part of that plan is that you will develop such an aggressive goodness that you will be able to endure hardness as a good soldier. And what does that entail? Well, let me tell you a little bit about the military. I spent 27 years in the United States Navy. Of course, I joined when I was 10 years old. But Let me tell you something about it. If you're going to endure hardness as a good soldier, you must first develop discipline. You cannot be a good soldier without discipline. I was a chaplain at a recruit training command. I watched teenagers come in, and some of the men looked like they were 3 months pregnant, bare bellies. At the end of their recruit training, many of them had developed so many muscles, lost so much weight, that their parents didn't recognize them on graduation day. Discipline makes all of the difference in the world if you are going to have aggressive goodness. At the Munich Olympics, you remember, some of you, the tragedy of Israeli athletes murdered. There was a weightlifter who held the door and absorbed many of the bullets so that his compatriots could escape. These Olympic Israeli athletes jumped from the second-story balcony and were able to flee. And when a commentator, a journalist, was interviewing the head of the Israeli Olympic Committee, and he said, "Were the athletes hurt, the ones who jumped from the balcony?" And almost with a look of incredulity, the Israeli Olympic leader said, "Of course not. They're athletes. World-class athletes are expected to be able to jump from a second-story balcony unharmed. You who have been blessed to matriculate at this school should become spiritual Olympians. You should possess such an aggressive goodness that you are able to endure vicissitudes that those who have not been so blessed cannot handle. You should be able to jump from the proverbial second-story ethical balcony and land unharmed. Discipline is required if you are to have aggressive goodness." There is a second thing that you will need, and that is obedience. Whenever you deviate from strict integrity, you are playing spiritual Russian roulette. Whenever you disobey presumptuously a command of God, you may very well be aborting the ideal will of God for your life and settling for less than what God desires for you. One of my heroes is Joseph. In Genesis chapter 39, Mrs. Potiphar, the wife of Joseph's employer, said to him, "I've got something to give you that the mailman can't deliver." That's the contemporary English Barry Black version of that. Joseph said, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" and was incarcerated for attempted rape. By that act of obedience, he stayed in the ideal will of God for his life. You will be tempted to deviate from strict integrity. You will be tempted to think, "All I have to do is confess. For did I not at union, was I not taught 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Don't do it. David declared, "Deliver your servant from presumptuous sin." You see, God was trying to get Joseph in jail because he knew that the butler and the baker were headed that way. It was a part of God's design. And Joseph did not have a chip on his shoulder. He moved around the jail as if he were in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. "Why are you sad, Mr. Butler?" It's miraculous that he survived the incarceration period. But he interpreted the dreams. Had he slept with Mrs. Potiphar, he would have missed his rendezvous with destiny. Had he not interpreted the dream of the butler, when the famine came, there would have been no one to save Egypt, and Joseph's family would have also perished in the famine. One act of disobedience can abort your destiny. You need discipline, you need obedience, and finally, you need endurance. Perseverance is one of the most underestimated attributes. We don't all have the same gifts. Matthew chapter 25 says, to some he gave five, to some he gave two, and to some he gave one. We all have something, but we all don't have the same gifts. There are those who can pick up a book and read it and comprehend it. There are others who must read it several times just to get the general gist. There are those who can make an A on an examination without much effort. There are others who have problems understanding the question on the examination, let alone respond to the answer. But perseverance, never giving up, can make all of the difference in the world. On yesterday, I officiated at the graveside ceremony of Admiral Samuel Lee Gravely, Jr., the first African-American admiral in the history of the United States Navy. He died at the age of 82, and he believed in the power of perseverance. His philosophy was success in life involves this equation: education plus motivation plus perseverance. And he said, you can't miss. If you will endure, persevere, you will reach God's ideal for your life, coupled with a spirit of discipline and obedience. Jacob learned that. You remember Jacob? Fell in love with Rachel. Rachel was so pretty that Jacob cried when he met her. That's a beautiful woman. When you cry when you meet a woman, that's a pretty woman, okay? Rachel had a sister, Leah. Leah, the Bible says, was tender-eyed. I don't know what that means, but it was bad news. Laban, the father of Rachel and Leah, saw the light of infatuation in Jacob's eyes and said, boy, how long are you willing to wait to work for my daughter's hand in marriage? And Jacob said, man, for a girl like that, I'm willing to work 7 years. One of the most remarkable verses in the Bible, Genesis 29:20, and Jacob worked 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days because of the love he had for her. When I get to heaven, after I see Jesus, the next person I want to meet, you got it, is Rachel. Anybody who can make a man cry and make waiting 7 years seem like a week, I got to meet her. The day of the wedding came, the rabbi stood, dearly beloved, we're gathered together in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses to join this man and woman in the holy bonds of matrimony, which is an honorable estate instituted by God. The scriptures don't say it, but I believe Jacob interrupted the rabbi and said, it's been 7 years. I do. I don't know what they were drinking on the honeymoon night, But there was a custom that the bride was covered with a thick veil, which was not removed until the marriage was consummated. And Jacob does not discover until the morning after. He has not married the prepossessing Rachel, but her cross-eyed older sister, Leah. Jacob is homicidal. Where is Laban? Laban does a verbal tap dance when Jacob finds him. Now, Jake, I don't know, son, how they do it back where you come from, but here the older girl must marry first. But, says Laban, if you will agree to work another 7 years, I would have killed him at that very point, another 7 years, you can have Rachel as well. And one of the most remarkable testimonies to endurance, Genesis 29:30, and Jacob worked yet another 7 years. Members of this illustrious class, the challenge in life is not what will you do with your Rachels, but what will you do with your Leahs? Those unsought and unwelcome circumstances and challenges that hem you in. Jacob discovered that Leah was not such a bad bargain after all. It was Leah, not Rachel, who eventually was buried in the place of honor at the family sepulcher in Machpelah. It was Leah, not Rachel, who gave Jacob Reuben, Levi, and Judah, out of whom came Moses, David, and Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There are redemptive possibilities in your setbacks if you will persevere. Instead of throwing in the towel, when the storms of life rage, cry out with the poet, I want to let go, but I won't let go. There are battles to fight by day and by night for God and the right, and I'll never let go. I want to let go, but I won't let go. With aggressive goodness, I'm sick, 'tis true, and weary and blue, and worn through and through, but I'll never let go. I want to let go, but I won't let go. No, I will not yield. What, lie down on the field and surrender my shield? No, I'll never let go. I want to let go, but I won't let go. May this be your song, midst legions of wrong. Oh God, keep us strong so that we will never, ever let go. Peace.
Thank you, Dr. Black, for that magnificent address that we will long remember from this day forward. It's my privilege at this time to invite the Provost of Union University, Dr. Carlos Sanderson, to come and lead us in this time of the conferring of the degrees. Dr. Sanderson.
Presenting the December graduates of the 2004-2005 class under the academic deans of Union University. For the College of Arts and Sciences, Dean Barbara McMillan will present graduates receiving the Diploma in Ministry, Associate of Divinity, Bachelor of Arts, and Bachelor of Science degrees. For the School of Nursing, Dean Mary Kirk will present graduates receiving the Bachelor of Science in Nursing. Among these graduates, the university's first students receiving a degree, a program designed with college. offered in an accelerated format. That parents, spouses, family, special friends, and staff while their graduate is being presented. The area to my right has been designated for photographs. Finally, I would like to sincerely ask that each of you hold your applause for the graduates who all have received their degree, at which time I will gladly list all in a round of applause. President Godfrey, we present to you the graduating class of 2004-2005. And certify that these persons have completed their program of study and have been approved by the faculty and board of trustees to receive their respective degrees.
Thank you, Dr. Sanderson. Congratulations to each one of you upon this very significant achievement this day in your life. It's our prayer that today's recognition represents the beginning of a lifetime of service and achievement, characterized by discipline, obedience, and endurance, as you heard from Dr. Black this day. By the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of Union University, under the laws of the state of Tennessee, it is my privilege to confer upon you your respective degrees, which have been approved by the faculty with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereto, and to present to you your diplomas. Will the December class of 2004 please come forward to receive your degrees?
The following individuals are December graduates receiving a diploma in Christian ministry: Michael B. Crandall, in absentia; Billy Jerome Graves; David Jonathan Hagen, in absentia; Jerry Leroy Hughes, in absentia; Alan John Michael, in absentia; James Thomas Warren Miller; John Stephen Troutman, in absentia. Following individual will receive the assessment of the divinity degree: Philip Neal Glass; receiving the Bachelor of Arts degree: Emily Ruth Brown; Russ Campbell; Dewan Michelle Hatchaw; Colin Ron Chestnut; Ian Cedric Proper, Matt Kumar; Melinda Lee Eckley, Matt Kumar; Tyler Goggin; Tisha Diane Majum; Robin Lee Kristen Phillips, Mr. Ashman.
Chicago Women's Journal. Patricia R. Johnson Murphy. Emma Nolan Jason. Vanessa Valenato. Shukran Koshi. Alicia Ann Smith. Nicole Lawrence. Kelly Aaron Stein. Hope Adrian here. Jane G. Valalia. Elizabeth Reddings Bass. Corinne Ludwig Benhoff. Jane Lee Ward. Shirley Jean Horn. Jan Arasui. Gwendolyn Weaver. Wendy Hank Whitaker. Ella Walls Rhythms. Alice Scott. Agnes Paul. Jessica Chamber. Maria Ann Patelou. Tori Kia. Melissa
Those individuals who say they're bad at the science of this instruction and not on the board. That is James Bond. So you're wrong. Blessed and control of God for the one of them. Janet Lynn Crash. Laura Elaine Bush, Senator from Montana. Justin R. Richard, Senator from Montana. Julie Ann Clement. Maggie Ray Tarlin. Jane Brown, good morning. Elizabeth Elaine Hayes. Marsha Ellen Osborne. Justin Ray Allen. Gordon Ann Mendez, Manager Line. Robert Lacomazan. Debbie H. K., Manager Line, Institute. Randy K. Ross. Nathan Blake Sellers, Nathan Miller. Flowers consist of 3,000 events in mind. Stephanie Touching Smith, Senator Miller. Jerry Day Scholar in his initiative. Those graduating in January, Abigail Austin. Karen Woodbury Sickman. Neil Lee Wallace. Following individuals will be receiving a Bachelor of Science and Organizational Leadership. James Gregory Carlton, Institute. Mark Patrick Ellen. Brandon Heracles Lopez Gonzalez. Laura Green Hicks. Timothy Warren Jackson, Magna Cum Laude. Cynthia J. Joe. Nina K. Hammond Johnson. Frank Kelsey Jr. in absentia. Chad Ryan Lewis. Rebecca Robin Olin. Chris Robin Pfeiffer. John W. Todd Jr. in absentia. Pamela Green Trailer. Everinde Carolina Lopez DeWilly.
From the College of Education and Human Studies, receiving the Bachelor of Arts, Jennifer Nicole Heineken, magna cum laude. Derek Paul Jones. Ashley Nicole Murphy. Receiving the Bachelor of Science, Heather Marie Brown, magna cum laude. Tara Lynn Chananuco, summa cum laude. Joy Lynette Christopher, summa cum laude. Carrie Olivia Crocker. Leslie Ann Dew, cum laude. Holly Beth Graves, magna cum laude. Jonathan Brian Key, cum laude. Tara Elizabeth Kitchell, cum laude. James Bon Lux Jr. Brandon Robert Morgan. Tara Gail Rogley, magna cum laude. Rebecca Joy Sharp, cum laude. Casey Lane Sims. Tracy Marie Steele. Kara Joe Stober. Leanne Phillips Williams, magna cum laude. Sarah Kathleen Wong, in absentia. Receiving the Bachelor of Social Work, Joshua Charles Garner. Expected January graduates receiving the Bachelor of Arts, Cynthia Aaron Bourne Colston. Receiving the Bachelor of Science, Timothy Richard Van Cleve.
Receiving the Master of Science in Nursing, Tracy Lynette Augusta. Marnie Nona Tremor Basco in absentia. Shanta Bryant Bell. Linda A. Cobbins. Connie Klopfenstein Couples. Andrina LaShondra B. Dean. Carolyn Neighbors Dowell. Luann H. Eskew. Marsha Melina Glover. Michelle Dawn Hickerson. Emily J. Lana. Cynthia Reeves Lee. Gwen Noel McCartney. Betty J. Douglas Miller. Phyllis Jackson Miller Jeans. Dana Wages Ausler. Maria Clays Polito. Gwendolyn Robinson. Sherlitha N. Taylor.
Now receiving the Master of Business Administration, Deanna Smith Adams. Robert Frank Albright. Melissa Bicker. Gary Wayne Bondurant, the second in absentia. Kirsten Mark Brasfield, in absentia. Russell Glenn Brasfield, in absentia. Jessica Huey Cash Dollar. Cynthia Leanne Chastain. Jason M. Cohen. Jeffrey Benton Cox, in absentia. Michael Newbill Davis. Sandra D. DeWalt. Jameson Malcolm Dorman. Erica Elaine Eccles. John Richard Ewing, Jr. Mariah Michelle Gilmore. Sean D. Golden. Raksha Govan. Robin Carey Hall. Carrie Jean Harris. Terry D. Harris. Richard Robert Hayes. Brantley Park Home in absentia, Brian Thomas Irby. Dennis Arthur Jackson. Angela Rochelle Jones in absentia. Jason Keith Joyner in absentia. Dina Chris Laster Kale. Jim E. King. Teresa Lamb. Rachel Scott Lark. Philip Kwong Su Lim. Janet Watkins, Lindsay in absentia, Elaine Glover Luther. Rachel Yvonne Lutz. Carlos Mendoza. Mark A. Niedelmeyer. Jennifer Noble Moorhead. Brian R. Mullen. Robert Edward Mullins. Terry Latrice Nelson. Chung Hu Nguyen. Joseph E. Perelman. Joseph M. Price. Michael R. Pugh. Wendy R. Sharp. Lori Coleman Sitton. Christy Mache Smith. Ann Elizabeth Stevenson. Phyllis Joe Townley. Jocelyn L. Trevant. Donald Craig Turner. Bethany Sky Reynolds Vickers. Jacqueline C. Walton. Christy M. Watson. Eric Paul Wolf. Angela Renee Young.
Receiving the Master of Arts in Intercultural Studies, Glenn Charles Morris, graduating in absentia.
Receiving the Master of Arts in Education, Layla Ali. Grover Alfred Applewhite in absentia. Tanya Renee Beans. Ann C. Brandenburger Payne in absentia. Christy Churchwell Brasher. Shelley Renee Dishman. Terry L. Griffin, in absentia. Tawana Yvette Hinton. April Lynn Maroney. Amanda Elizabeth Mullins. Robin Popplewell, in absentia. Todd Collins Schaefer. Deborah K. Chamness Walker. Carla Elaine Reed Woodard.
Please join me in congratulating the December 2004 class.
Congratulations to each and every one of you for this wonderful accomplishment. We trust God's ongoing blessings on each one of you as you leave this place, serve. We're happy for you and for each member of your family this day. We have two more presentations to present today that are very significant in the life of this university. The first one is to our speaker today, whom you heard and already been introduced to you. You know of his incredible ability to communicate God's word. He is an incredible leader among Christians all across this country. He is committed to Christian higher education. He serves some of the most significant leaders in our country as their spiritual advisors, leading five Bible studies a week on Capitol Hill, a weekly prayer meeting, serving to advise them on crucial matters of ethics, morals, religion, and faith. We are delighted to have Dr. Barry Black with us today. And the faculty and trustees of Union University have voted to bestow upon Dr. Black the Honorary Doctorate of Divinity degree this day. It reads, "The Board of Trustees of Union University, on the recommendation of the faculty, has conferred upon Barry C. Black the Honorary Degree Doctor of Divinity, with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining." Dr. Black, would you come at this time? I'm going to ask Dr. Sanderson and Dr. Joyner to place this doctoral hood upon you as I present to you your degree. I'll be glad to have an honorary union night on Capitol Hill each and every day. 7 years ago, the Board of Trustees established the Robert E. Craig Service Award at Union University. It is the highest service award granted by this institution, and each year for the last 7 years, it has been presented to a person who has invested himself in the life of this institution in a very spectacular way. Mr. Jim Moss leads West Tennessee Healthcare here in this city as CEO, where he has served for the last 20 years. Now, prior to coming to West Tennessee Healthcare, he served hospitals in Louisiana and in Alabama. Every nonprofit volunteer agency across the city of Jackson, many businesses have been influenced by Mr. Jim Moss. When I came to this city 9 years ago, it was my privilege to be introduced to him, and I've come to know him as a leader among leaders. He is a great friend to Union University. Not only has he led West Tennessee Healthcare to support Union University in general, but the nursing school in particular. Each nursing graduate who graduated today has benefited from the generosity of West Tennessee Healthcare. In recent days, he has led the West Tennessee Healthcare Board to envision a nursing anesthetist program that will begin at Union University in 2005-2006 academic year. Because of the significant lead gift of the hospital, we are able to begin that program, hopefully within a year from this date. We are excited about what all of that means for serving the healthcare community here across West Tennessee. Words are inadequate to describe the abilities of Jim Moss, his great sensitivity to spiritual things, how he weds faith into his work, how he models what it means to be a churchman, a leader, and a servant among us. We are delighted today to bestow the 7th Robert E. Craig Service Award to Mr. Jim Moss. And I would ask him and his wife, Peggy, to come this time that we might present this award to them. We are very, very pleased to have other members of the West Tennessee healthcare community with us, including board members. We thank you for your support. Would you join me, please, in congratulating Mr. Jim Moss, the recipient of this year's Robert E. Craig Service Award. Congratulations, sir. Each of you graduates has had the privilege over the last several years of studying what I think is the finest teaching faculty to be found at any university in this country. They are not only scholars, they are teachers and mentors. They give of themselves for the lives of their students. They have invested themselves in you. You leave to carry on a part of them as you leave this place. I am grateful for this faculty. I know you are as well. Would you join me, please, graduates, in thanking the faculty of Union University for their investment in your life? At this time, I would like to invite Mr. Jerome Teal, the president of the National Alumni Association, to come and bring the charge to the graduates, after which we will stand together to sing our alma mater, and then Mr. Brian Nelson will come and lead us in the benediction. I would ask you to remain in your seats for the recessional, which will follow the benediction. Mr. Teal.
Thank you, Dr. Dockery. The granting of this diploma means the beginning of new relationships and new responsibilities. You are officially made one of the alumni of the university. You are now responsible for the application of your university studies to your chosen vocation and to leadership roles in the world. It is with great confidence that we send you forth from this campus to join thousands of Union graduates who have preceded you. We believe the education you have received at Union University has launched you onto a lifetime of consecrated learning, that will make you effective in your future pursuits. You have been blessed by your studies here. Now you must be a blessing to others. Many of you have returned to this campus or have joined the Union family as part of our graduate or degree completion programs, both here and on our Germantown campus. You have perhaps integrated your studies into your already complex lives of family and career, along with your personal commitment to church and community service. You are to be commended for your extraordinary commitment to personal and professional growth while making a significant sacrifice to achieve this level of academic success. We ask for your loyalty to the heritage of Union University. We send you forth with the prayer that God will guide you. We hope that as you leave this campus today, that you will covenant with that handful of friends that have become so special to you, to stay in touch with each other, to return to this campus often, especially as alumni gather each February, that traditional event known as homecoming. If you cannot return to the campus, we hope that you will make this trip in your imagination and in your memory. We ask that you acknowledge your gratitude to your alma mater for the nurturing of your mind and spirit in this community of learning. You have received from the generous hands of countless friends, churches, and alumni a portion of the cost of your education. Many of these generous people do not know you, and some have never visited this campus, but a portion of their life has been passed through Union University to your life. Gratitude requires that you strive to fulfill their hopes. We trust that you will now become a faithful friend of Union University to the end that future generations may be accorded even greater opportunities than have been yours. Your gratitude to all who have had a role in your education, including the faculty, can best be expressed by pursuing excellence in all that you do. We welcome you to the family of alumni of Union University. Congratulations. May God's faithfulness and blessings be yours, even as we sing, Union, dearest Union, together we'll sing thy spreading fame. And as we pledge Union, dearest Union, honored be thy name.
Please pray with me. Oh God, we join with the words of the anthem, "How wonderful is your name." As we gather today in this season, we're reminded of the incredible gift of mercy and grace and salvation that you extended to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. As we honor these graduates, we're also reminded that all truth and all knowledge finds its root in you. We ask your blessings on them as they leave this place, as they take the things that they've learned into the world, and we ask that the things that we do beyond this place bring honor and glory to you. For it's in your Son, Jesus the Christ's name, that we pray. Amen.